Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've been blessed, I've been lucky enough to play with Justin, and I'm extremely thankful for the Chargers from being drafted there and playing there for my 4 years, and Coach Staley and Tom Telesco and then Joe Ortiz and Coach Harbaugh. Playing with Herbo has got me to this point, and now I'm blessed enough to play with Josh Allen. So I'm excited to get to work. You know, I've only ever played with Justin, so you can imagine the excitement to see what it's going to be like to play with Josh and to play with this team and this organization.
You can hear it there at the end. Organization, Joshua Palmer.
Canadian heritage.
There it is.
Good catch.
Sal pointed out to us yesterday that he and Joey Bosa went to the same high school in Florida. But I read that Palmer moved to Florida when he was 15. It's like he said, business decision.
Okay.
To get eyeballs.
Right.
And I guess it worked.
I guess so, too, because here he is.
Funny, when I want people to look at me, I go to Oakville. I don't know if that works. It doesn't. It's just the thought of it. Just threw it out there. Here's Andrew with us. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
First thing I want to just get out of the way, I am a huge fan of you guys. I've been listening. I'm 25 years old. I've been listening to you guys for probably around 11 or 12 years religiously. Bulldog, I haven't had the pleasure to be able to meet you, but Shope, I was able to meet you, I believe it was around 2 years ago at one of your kids' ball games. I was the pitcher, actually, for the Northtown Nationals, and I came up to you all nervously as I am even right now.
I remember, yes. That was in North Tonawanda. I remember that, yes, very well.
Yes, so I just wanted to be able to mention that.
Well, thank you for listening for as long as you have. Appreciate
so this guy, Bulldog, was actually pitching in like an adult game. And my son was there with his youth team. They weren't against each other.
Okay, right. I was having trouble rectifying right. The ages there. But all right.
I just felt like I needed to point that out.
Right, that makes sense.
I don't think you ever faced my son, Andrew. Pretty sure.
Not that I can at least recall.
Okay.
But the question that I wanted to be able to get to was, what do we think about the idea for Rasul Douglas just transferring over back to safety, where he was very successful? I wouldn't say with the Eagles, where he struggled, but with the Packers, where we originally got him before he transferred to corner. The safety market is obviously a lot cheaper than the corner market, and we could reduce the amount of money paying him and obviously still go after that first-round corner. I believe that Rasul, while he's lost a lot of his speed and probably luster for the jump on the ball, has a very high IQ and would be a great center fielder in the back of the zone comparatively to what we've had in the past.
I'm not inclined to just disagree with the idea of him changing positions immediately. Often I am. Like, when people like, oh, let's make Ristolainen into a winger. Like, cut it out. Stop trying so hard.
When did that ever work last?
I don't know. So I'm not annoyed by that at all. I'm not annoyed in general with any of this. I think they're kind of close to all set at safety, like depth-wise. And so, and I would consider Douglas to be the same if you were to transition him there, because you'd be trying that out. They brought Hamlin back. They brought Forrest in from Washington. They've got Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp. I'm done. I don't know. Like, I don't think they're even... I'd be stunned. I love this Nick Emmanuel from South Carolina. I'd be stunned if they drafted him at 30 because of the point I'm making. I think they've got probably what you might expect to be their four safeties already here, and that doesn't even include Cam Lewis, who can swing back there if you need him to. So I don't see a need to push a – if Douglas were under contract still and they saw deterioration in his ability to play corner at the level they want and wanted to replace him but thought he still could have some value as a safety, then I might say, yeah, you should try that. Bringing him in to experiment with that, I wouldn't be a fan of the idea.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, I don't think they would need to do it either, but it's clever. 803-0550 is the number. Josh Norris is injured. Or has been the whole time.
The football analyst?
I don't know his status.
Sorry. Yeah, Josh Norris is injured. Great.
I don't think that comes as any surprise to people inside, maybe?
Probably not. That is his history, and that's, you know, it's not even been a week. Well, it's been a week, exactly a week, actually. It was before 3 o'clock last Friday that they made that transaction official. And, yeah. So, that coupled with, look, it's only one television show, and it's only been three games. But I was watching the Leafs and the Panthers last night. It was the TSN, the big game. So, like, the number one announcing crew and the panel studio show with James Duthie and a group of analysts up there. Marty Baron was sitting in for Jeff O'Neill, who's normally on that show, so it was nice to see Marty in that spot. And their first intermission, one of the subjects they discussed, might have been like in the form of a quiz, was after Dylan Cousins, who's had the second biggest impact of all the players moved at the trade deadline? Like, just assuming that everyone would say, if you just asked the general question, who's had the biggest impact? Dylan Cousins, duh. So he's through three games, he scored two goals already, had an assist, I think, last night. That's in your face.
Can I just...
Come on!
Finish the point. I'm sorry.
It doesn't have to mean anything. It's such a small sample of games, but it was just very... It was a very Sabre fan moment. You know how many Sabres fans would have been watching that telecast last night. I will gravitate to that game with that broadcast crew almost any time because...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's always usually good teams, good game, and a great broadcast. And so I'm there, and I get that, like, of course.
I would really love to know if there were some way to measure the Sabres fans' interest in all of this right now. You know, you've said a few times how repetitive it all has been. And when you've gotten loose on them, you notice that nobody responds to you.
Yeah.
And that seems like that's significant. It has to be true. I mean, there's no question that when they're really good, not that it's happened in a decade and a half, but when they're really good, then there's just a lot more people engaging on them. That's just sort of, that's normal. So likewise,
yeah.
When it's like this, it would be fewer. And when it's like this for so long,
right.
That many fewer still. But I don't know how I would really measure that. I wouldn't do it by, and you didn't say we should, how many people watch the Leafs and Panthers play. I mean, you've got diehard hockey fans like yourself that will watch a game most nights, you know, even if the Sabres are not in it. But I got to think, and maybe this is just what I'm saying because it's me, but that a lot of people have walked away, at least for now. And also, is this wrong? I want to see Cousins kill it.
Sure.
I mean,
well,
I kind of do. I don't know what it's going
to
take.
I want my sure back because I'm not. It annoyed me to see that last night. I'm not so dead inside that it didn't annoy me. So I don't want to say sure to wanting him to succeed. I'm tired of them looking like a clown car all the time.
I know, but so am I. I feel like the only thing that can change anything is if Terry Pegula splashes some water on his face, you know, whatever it is, and sort of figures out that his only, not that it's literally true, but it certainly seems this way, his only chance, his only hope in getting them out of the ditch is to put a serious hockey lifer executive in place and then just sit back. Because you don't want the owner involved and, you know, Kevin Adams has said how he is involved, and I think Adams kind of says it in a way that feels like it makes it all look better, because there are people who think, you know, where's Terry? But I don't really want him in the scouting meetings, you know? Like, that's kind of what Adams has said he is involved in. Anyway, just
yeah.
the credibility is lacking.
I don't need him flying into Montreal to give the team a pep talk.
No. What feels like a move that would work, replacing Kevin Adams with yet another assistant somewhere that isn't expensive and, you know, is kind of ready for an NHL GM job, like someone from somewhere else in the league. That won't do it. It's got to be like one of those names.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of whether Pegula wants to do that. Can't be a question of whether he can afford to do that. Of course he can afford to do that. He just hasn't wanted to do that. And the Cousins thing has maybe a chance to be not a catalyst necessarily, but the last straw. Like if he goes to Ottawa, not Vegas or Florida, if he goes to Ottawa and kind of lights it up and they're good and it's like Ottawa. Even Ottawa now, at least they've had partners in this sort of misery, mm-hmm. including Ottawa, then who knows what the thing will be, if there ever is going to be a thing. But they're at a place where, with respect to the people in there, they could make, this has happened already for like 3 years, they could make moves that, I get it. I like this idea. Okay, I get it. And still, like, how far does that get you as a fan? It's more just, doesn't matter. And I don't know what changes this. He has some epiphany or something or what, but Dylan Cousins being yet another promising, once promising Saber that gets traded and then makes it. I don't know. I feel like I want that to happen.
Right. Well, we'll see about the making it. It's been a week. It's been three games. Casey Mittelstadt got off to a good enough start with Colorado last year and continued it through their playoffs that he got a contract extension and got traded out of there at this deadline because it was busting and not working. So it takes, you know, and you're not saying different. You're going to need more time than this. That's most of the feedback I got last night when I saw this and tweeted about it last night. If Sabres fans found out about it, maybe largely, not to pat myself on the back, they found out about it because of me. They were watching the game, but if they follow me on Twitter, I tweeted about it, like, look at this. And a lot of what I got was, yeah, Casey got off to a good start too. And that's right. He did. So we'll see how it goes long term. But it's just at every turn, there's just an opportunity to sort of put your head in your hands.
Cousins was, when he peaked and got his contract, better than Mittelstadt ever was. Agree?
100%.
So he's somebody. I never was betting on Mittelstadt. Like that, for as much credit as the Sabres got and give themselves for the hockey trade, I don't think Mittelstadt was very good. I don't think Byram is very good. Like, just sort of two guys that are young and have had flashes and fit the other team's needs a little better, but I wouldn't want to pay either one. I mean, are they going to pay Byram to like a big, what a disaster that would be. But it's kind of thing maybe they would do because maybe he likes it. Around maybe he's happy. I don't know. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Adam Krautwurst, Bulldog, it's been a while.
Yes.
I don't know about you and he, like, sort of off site. Maybe you're hanging out a lot, but it's been a while since we've talked to Adam on the show. That'll be it for today. Brian Koziol later on. We'll talk some golf with Brian. He's got his Tee to Green show on WGR tomorrow morning. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.